I'm not the woman I used to be. I'm free with Minister Diane Jones. Ladies, this is the show that's here to give you stories of hope and healing from someone who has been there, someone who has fought back from the horrors of incest. Minister Diane's innocence was stolen from her in the land of alcoholism and mental illness, which led to her being emotionally, physically, and sexually abused by her parents. Yet in spite of the trauma of her early years, she went on to become a successful wife, mother, registered nurse, and minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Plus, she's a virtuous woman who can help you find that woman in your life. Don't let the weight of this world or things that happen to you control your life. This is I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free on TogiNet. And now, here is your host, Minister Diane Jones.
Hey, people. Hello, hello. How are the saints doing? How are the others who may not know Jesus? If you're out there and you're listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. I pray that you are all well. It's another Monday, all right? I hope you're having a good day. I have to take a deep breath. My day at work as a nurse, as a school nurse, was a bit stressful today, a little demanding. Felt like there was some chaotic moments. Got through it, thank you, Jesus. So I decided to stop on the way home, get a little walk in at the park. That's something I've been needing to do and wanting to do, and it helped me to debrief, switch gears, so that I could be with you all tonight. All right, so here we are. I'm praising the Lord for his goodness. As I usually do, I do a little bit of catching up with you, letting you know what I've been up to. So I'll do that quickly because we have a lot to cover tonight. I'm going to try to cover several articles with you tonight. I'm going to be continuing the series that I started entitled What's Happening? Watch and Pray. This is part three. But as far as catching up goes, this past Friday, we had our Wise Women's group, our fellowship, and fellowship. And we ended up having some prayer time as well. That was a blessing. I was given feedback that it met the needs of several of the participants. Saturday included some behind-the-scenes work that we are involved in here at ETS that we are believing and praying will provide additional support to the radio program. If you have a moment, I would love it for you to go to our show page and check out the latest article by one of our new assistants in training. You will see her name, Hannah. She has stepped up and asked to, basically support and learn about the social media, radio, podcast world. So check out that article. I know I don't get a lot of feedback from you all, but if you could, there is a feature that I added to my show page where you can click on that feature and you can send me some feedback if you'd be so kind. Or you can write to me at ETS Ministries, INC, at gmail.com. All that information is available on the show page as well. Last but not least, what did I do Sunday? Sunday included a time of fellowship with a Nigerian pastor that I have mentioned to you all before, Pastor Okodogo. We had some fellowship in connection with a meeting because we are still praying about and putting plans in place for our continued outreach to the women, primarily the women, but the people of his congregation, of his sphere, of his ministry sphere in Nigeria. So if you all would keep that in prayer, because we want to see the Lord just set captives free. We want to see those people healed and delivered and free to do the will of the Lord. And to what is our mission at Equipping the Saints Ministries? It's one, to equip the saints to do what they are called to do with boldness, and two, to impact our community. Well, Nigeria is not necessarily my community, but it's the Lord's community, because he is the Lord of everything. The Lord of everything, okay? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So he's opened a door for me to, you know, connect with someone there, and we've just been obedient and doing our best to meet the needs there. So with that being said, I am drinking a little bit of my leftover tea, because I put a pot of water on to get my favorite one ready, and I had just a little sip of some leftover tea from this morning. And what kind is this? I don't even remember what I made. I don't remember what I made. But anyway, I'm going to finish this little sip. I'm going to get my favorite, which is my African rooibos tea. I'm going to get that during the break. I want you all to get your tea, because you know I'm a tea drinker, and I like drinking tea with y'all, okay? So please get your favorite tea or your favorite beverage if you'd like. Get your favorite beverage if you'd like to join me after the break, okay? In the last show, we were talking about / murder problem, the hideous, horrific issue of murdering babies in the womb. I had several articles that I didn't get to, and so tonight I'm going to try to get to at least two of the old ones and one new one, and they actually all tie in together. Okay? So I want you to get ready for that. I got just a minute or two before the break, so I am going to throw this out there. I wasn't planning on throwing this out there, but I have to say, wow. I have to say, wow, wow, wow. There has been other news happening that I will not be able to cover tonight. Who knows? We'll see what happens next week. But the presidential debate was perplexing. That's what I'm going to call it. Extremely perplexing, because it was not anything unexpected, in my opinion. It was expected that we would see the true picture of the reigning president, and we did. But the fact that people are acting like they're upset and shocked and surprised about it is what's perplexing to me. Then today I saw that there were Supreme Court rulings regarding the January 6th detainees, hundreds of people that were detained, jailed for their participation in the January 6th situation. The Supreme Court overruled what the broad reach apparently that was being used to detain them, and supposedly, because I didn't get a chance to get deep into it, hundreds of those people are being released, which is probably going to set the DOJ and some of those other folks up for some major lawsuits, okay? Some of the people, from what I understand, were detained for several years without even being charged. Okay? Talk about constitutional violations. All right? Talk about due process issues. And finally, I also saw today that former President Trump, some still say President Trump, also received a ruling from, I believe, the Supreme Court again, that he is allowed, is due some immunity for some of his actions regarding his issues with the election, with the 2020 election. They tried to spin it, turn it around, and make it sound like he was the one trying to overturn the election, when in fact he was trying to demand justice. He was trying to demand justice, and I didn't get to read the whole article either, but apparently the Supreme Court ruled in his favor regarding some of his actions. I don't know which ones, but the commentary that I heard, that is going to also be a very big, it is a very big victory for former President Trump. So all I can say is, wow, a lot is happening. A lot is happening, people. So the title tonight about what's happening, I'm answering some of that. And my admonition for you to be watchful remains. There is a lot happening. We need to continue to be prayerful. We need to continue to be watchful. Stay informed. Stay on our knees, because God is moving. God is moving. And we'll just, you know, see what the outcomes are going to be. I'll be back after the break.
Has a tragic past shattered your future or your now? Don't let it. This is I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free with Minister Diane Jones. And we'll be right back after these.
Equipping the Saints Ministries. Our mission is to equip and mature the people God calls to do the things they are called to do with confidence and boldness, to create soldiers for the army of the Lord, and to impact our communities. We are home-based in Waldorf, Maryland. If you would like more information, you may email us at etsministriesinc@gmail.com or write to us at ETS Post Office Box 72, Waldorf, Maryland 20602. If you are not local, you may participate via conference calls, and we can make information available to you by email. ETS. The Story of Me is a captivating and inspiring account of a woman able to overcome incest, physical abuse, abandonment, and neglect to find a second chance at happiness. It is a story for those who have been rejected, who have dreamt and fallen short, who have survived traumas such as molestation, rape, or incest. The Story of Me is very inspirational for those who may find themselves in Jones's story. You may purchase your copy of The Story of Me online at authorhouse.com, this show's host page, amazon.com, or any of the major bookstores. The Story of Me.
I am free.
Welcome back to I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free on TogiNet.com, the show dedicated to helping women find their way back to themselves after innocence was stolen by incest and abuse. Helping you heal. It's what we're all about. It's I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free on TogiNet. And now, back to your host, Minister Diane Jones.
All right, people, we are back, and I'm going to jump right into this. It's not actually an article. It was a letter that I received from Liberty Counsel in the mail back on June 6, 24. I was trying to get it in on some of the previous shows and ran out of time, so let me just jump right into this. It's a letter here to me stating, Dear friend, Joe Biden and congressional Democrats have made H.R. 15 their top priority. That's a new bill. I guess you call it a bill. They're saying the intentionally misnamed Equality Act, I've talked about this on this program before, the Equality Act only needs one more vote, and that is thanks to the premature resignations of Republican members of the U.S. Senate. Apparently, some of the Republican members of the U.S. Senate resigned. They resigned before their terms were up, and therefore their vote is causing a lean in, you know, the opposite direction. It's making it easier or more accessible for the Democrats to get this Equality Act passed. He states, this extreme bill is not about equality. I agree, it is not. It is about subverting. It is about subverting the rights and the biblical rights and the biblical standards and the truths that people already have, okay? It's about subverting that. It's about giving greater rights to some than others, okay? He said, if it were, the bill would not expressly abolish the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So this bill would abolish the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It would come against religious freedom, okay, as a claim or defense. This is unprecedented considering the Religious Freedom Restoration Act was introduced in the U.S. Senate by Chuck Schumer, okay, and passed unanimously in the House back in 1993, okay? So basically they're trying to overturn that now. The Religious Freedom Act, they're trying to overturn that now with this new Equality Act. And H.R. 15 is about elevating what he describes as the LGBTQ and abortion rights above every other right. I don't describe that way. I describe it as this bill is about elevating sexual perversion and murder rights above others. It's basically saying that people have the right. They're fighting for people's right to murder children, to murder babies. They're fighting for people's right to be not only sexually immoral and perverse, but to affirm it and to make it more important than someone's rights who is normal, who is straight, who is living according to the image that God created for them. Okay. All right. So continue on. This is the most expansive freedom crushing bill to ever be introduced in Congress. All right. This bill will put extreme LGBTQ and abortion advocates in authority over you and your family, your speech, your social media, your websites, daycare, work, insurance plans, medical care, schools, church, and much more will be affected. As I said, LGBTQ, I translate that to sexual perversion, okay? Abortion, I translate that to what it is, murder. Aborting a life is ending a life. Ending a life willfully, willfully ending a life is murder, okay? The Bible says, thou shalt not kill, willfully ending a life. And I will read something to you a few minutes from now that will tell you how extreme they're going with this, because they still want to make sure that the people who want to end life, the people who are anti-life, who are against procreation and families and all of that, want to do it even after the infant, the baby, is born. They want to have the right to continue to do it even if they have not made up their mind until after the child, the baby, is born. This is what happens when you give Satan an inch. He takes a mile. He takes 10 miles, okay? When you open a door, he's not, if you just crack it, okay, he's going to bust it wide open because people gave him legal access, okay? So it says the religious freedom and God's design are the ultimate target. They word these things and make them sound, they sanitize them, they make them sound more gentle, more, you know, less harmful than they truly are. But the facts are, the Equality Act would provide the exact tool these extremists need to control the church, okay? It would provide the means to target people of faith, because as a person of faith and as someone who truly stands on the word of God, those are things that we are opposed to, because God is opposed to it. So if we're opposed to it, though, and they pass these laws, then basically that's going to impact us too. People of faith, religious organizations, and anyone who refuses to bow to the sexually perverse community and the pro-murder agendas, okay, the anti-life agendas. Under this bill, the church would be forced to compromise its principles or bankrupt its resources. This is how dangerous this is, not only for the church. I mean, they are fighting for it because they're blind. They're spiritually blind. They're not born again. They're doing what their heart and their flesh tells them to do. You know, Satan is their God, and some of them don't even know that he's their God, but there is no in-between. You know, either we're serving God or we're serving Satan. And some of them don't even know that that's what they're doing, but that's what they're doing. And so sin, the Bible lets us know, if we sow to the flesh, that of the flesh we're going to reap corruption, okay? And so anytime you are sexually perverse, sexually immoral, if you are a murderess, you know, if you kill, there are consequences for sin. Not just those sins, all sins, there are consequences for that. And the ultimate one, of course, is that you lose your soul. But there are other consequences in the meantime, you know, until you leave this earth, okay? They go on to say houses of worship and religious schools must have the right to teach the next generation biblical, religious, and moral values. Praise the Lord. Just recently, I believe in Oklahoma, and I forget some of the other states, they just passed some sort of legislation to put the Bible back in the schools, and to make it a part of the curriculums again like it used to be many, many, many years ago in the United States. The Bible was one of the textbooks in the school system before the school system was overran and became corrupt and rampant with sin, before they kicked God out of the school system. The Bible was part of the curriculum, okay? Without this freedom, places of worship and religious schools close or go underground. That's what happens in communist countries, people. That's what happens in communist countries where it's illegal to have a Bible, where it's illegal to proselytize. That's what they call it. You're not allowed to evangelize, proselytize, try to convert, convince anyone to serve God, to serve Christ, to become a Christian, to become a disciple. It could cost you your freedom. You could be jailed. In some places, you can even be killed. This is what they're trying to do right here in our country. In our country. Okay? They want to pass a bill that will put all the other bills, the religious freedom, under that bill, make it null and void so that they can just run rampant with the wickedness and the evil that they're trying to accomplish. Okay? They talk about a case that they had going on in Madison, Wisconsin, who sent the children K through 5 a video telling them to no longer refer to him as Mr. from henceforth. They must refer to him as MX. I'll be back.
Has a tragic past shattered your future or your now? Don't let it. This is I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free with Minister Diane Jones. And we'll be right back after these.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
To lose weight, we know that each day we need to burn more calories than we take in through eating, and exercise burns more calories. According to Discovery Health, a 150-pound person will burn about 60 calories while taking a one-hour nap. 1 hour of sitting and watching television burns about the same. But if that 150-pound person takes a one-hour brisk walk, then say goodbye to more than 250 calories. Cardio exercise like running, biking, swimming, and brisk walking are the best modes of exercise to burn the highest amount of calories and will get the endorphins flowing in your body. Those feel-good neurotransmitters boost your mood naturally. So use exercise to burn calories, lose weight, and to feel good. I'm Annette Hammond. To hear other fitness and weight loss tips, visit our website at AnnetteHammond.com.
A black nurse. This narrative is about the struggles of being a black woman and a black professional in a society bound with racial and gender bias. She has hopes, dreams, needs, a purpose, and aspirations, but faces constant opposition to fulfilling these basic human requirements. Like so many people of color before her, she achieves some measure of success, but her success is minor compared to what she must do to achieve it. It's time for a change. Get your copy today from AuthorHouse.com, this show's host page, or any major book retailer like Amazon.com. A black nurse.
Thank God I am free. I am free.
Welcome back to I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free on TogiNet.com. the show dedicated to helping women find their way back to themselves after innocence was stolen by incest and abuse. Helping you heal. It's what we're all about. It's I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free on TogiNet. And now, back to your host, Minister Diane Jones.
Okay, people, I'm talking about what's happening, and I'm admonishing you to stay alert, to stay awake, to stay prayerful, to be watching and praying. Okay, before the break, I was telling you one of the references in this letter. It says that the students, basically K through 5, received a video telling them not to call their teacher Mr. anymore. The teacher sent them a video, okay, and told them they must refer to him as MX because he is neither male nor female. This is not new. You know, there was a very, very famous entertainer by the name of Prince who identified as both, you know, androgynous, I think was what he called it at the time. They keep, you know, recreating terms and whatnot, but all of it is perversion. All of it is perversion according to Scripture. God created man and woman in his own image. There was no description for anything in between, and there's multiple scriptures that talk to you about the consequences of sexual immorality, okay? So this is what these kids were told by this teacher, and he says he is both and sometimes neither. He thinks that he is both genders, and sometimes he's neither gender. This is a confused person. This is a confused, troubled person, but he's protected under this H.R. 15. He would be more protected. He was allowed to do this, okay? He was allowed to do this, and people like the Liberty Council, you know, are some of the organizations that fight back against these things, all right? I wanted to move to another article, but there's a couple of highlights in this one that I want to say before I move on. Some of the consequences, okay? Some of the consequences if this bill passes. It says the Equality Act seeks to ban all, in caps, sexual orientation counsel for all ages from both licensed and unlicensed counselors. They say that would include pastors. Pastors would be forbidden to counsel anyone who came to them, even requesting counsel if they are struggling. If they are struggling and not comfortable with their sexual issues, their sexual identity issues, the pastors would be forbidden from counseling them. Okay, they want to erase hope for those with identity confusion and silence the voice of reason. You know that's the devil when they don't want any opposing views. People should be able to seek counseling if they want to seek counseling, and people should be able to provide counseling because the Bible tells us that as believers that we are supposed to show our sisters, our brothers, others, the errors of their ways, the consequences of sin, because we're trying to save them from the eternal damnation, the eternal consequences that they may suffer. Okay? And then I want to move down and read this. He says, a new level of perversion. H.R. 15 includes new privileges. If this act is passed, it includes new privileges for the sexually perverse. And it says that Q, in quotes, Q represents about 550 sexually deviant paraphilias. Including pedophilia, okay? paraphilias, I can just kind of imagine by that how it's written what that is referring to, but I know what pedophilia is referring to, and I don't even like that term because it's not biblical, okay, for someone to want to have sexual relations with a child is perverse. It's lewd. It's lascivious. That's what the Bible calls this behavior, okay? But under H.R. 15, that will become protected classes. These individuals that have been doing this more prevalently, I mean, it's always been a problem in the human history since the fall of mankind. It's been a problem. But this bill, this act, would protect it. It would become a protected class. People, we've got to watch. We've got to watch. We've got to pray. We've got to resist. We've got to stand up. I'm going to tell you in the last article what we can do from a practical standpoint. In addition to watching and praying, what we can also do, and from a practical standpoint, from a legal standpoint, from our civic duty standpoint, okay? He makes one more comment here, though. He says, in a September 2020 article, Cosmopolitan, which is a famous magazine, states that queerness, what people used to call queer, and it was rightfully so a derogatory term. It was saying that something was wrong. Okay, well, now it's an accepted term. Queerness is an umbrella term that is both an orientation and a community. That's what they're saying now. You see how Satan twists words and put, it's an orientation. Being queer is an orientation, okay, and a community. The vagueness of the term is intentional. It says, queer is an identity created for anyone outside of the heterosexual norm and meant to be inclusive. The devil is a liar. Queer is sexually immoral. Queer is lewd. Queer is lasciviousness. Okay? And those are fleshly traits that are inspired by Satan and demons, okay? And the intent of it is to destroy that soul, is to make that soul go so far beyond the right line, the right standards of God, till their conscience becomes seared, till they can no longer, you know, discern right from wrong, and so that they ultimately just completely reject God. And when you reject God, you end up dancing, burning, screaming, weeping, wailing in a place called hell. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that he will give them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Okay? That's New Testament scripture, not just Old Testament scripture. That's New Testament scripture. He will give them over to a reprobate mind because he said their conscience will be seared with a hot iron. Those that, you know, do with the man, you know, what they should do with a woman and vice versa. That's what the Bible says. So I don't care what names that they try to give this to glamorize it. It's a lie straight from the pits of hell. And believers and witnesses and disciples and soldiers like myself need to tell people that truth. Okay, let me try to get this in. All right. This one is actually dated June 25th. Also from Liberty Council. It's an email that I got from them. Only one vote more is needed. That's the title of it. And this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing, people. A teacher falsely called in sick, claiming food poisoning. She called in sick, said she was had food poisoning. So she could secretly take a student to an abortion clinic during school hours and hide the abortion from the girl's parents. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. The problem started at home, okay? I'm furious with this teacher. I'm furious, but the problem started at home. The problem started in the home where whoever this young lady was, because she's obviously not a child, but whoever this young lady was, that she got herself into a bind. They don't say how. We don't know what the circumstances were, but she got herself into a bind, and she felt confident enough to go to a teacher versus talk to her parents about it. You know, my kids certainly gave me my share of gray hair and certainly kept me on my knees before the Lord, okay? But me and my husband raised them that no matter what you do wrong, no matter what mistakes you might make, don't lie to us. Tell us the truth. Tell us the truth. You're going to face consequences for your actions, but we're your parents, and we love you, and we're going to have your best interests at heart. So the problem started somewhere at home, okay? But then this teacher takes it upon herself to secretly see how Satan is, to lie, connive, take the girl to hide the abortion. For what if the girl would have had complications? The young lady, she's not a girl. What if the young lady would have had complications, because that does happen with abortions? What if she would have had complications and she died or went home later? Oh, I didn't even see the cues. I got so worked up. Be back after the break.
Has a tragic past shattered your future or your now? Don't let it. This is I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free with Minister Diane Jones. And we'll be right back after these.
Millions of people are sexually abused each and every day. Not just by rape, child molesters, or pedophiles, but by choice and through lifestyle preferences. Who would enjoy being raped again and again? Why is rape spiritual as well as physical? Can a sex offender be healed from abusing others? Find answers to these and other questions in the pages of Overcoming Sexual Abuse by Minister Diane Jones. Available online at authorhouse.com, this show's host page, amazon.com, and any major bookstore. Overcoming Sexual Abuse.
I'm not the woman I used to be. I'm free on TogiNet.com, the show dedicated to helping women find their way back to themselves after innocence was stolen by incest and abuse. Helping you heal. It's what we're all about. It's I'm not the woman I used to be. I'm free on TogiNet. And now, back to your host, Minister Diane Jones.
Play that guitar. Play that guitar, brother. I know he's probably playing something more beautiful than a guitar in heaven. Whew, I was getting worked up, y'all. Before the break, I felt my pressure rising. I was getting worked up because of the subject matter, okay? I just remembered I was supposed to go switch out my tea, get my actual tea for the night, which was my African rooibos. So I ran and did that. I'm going to try to chill out just a little bit, calm down just a little bit, but it is hard. It is hard for me to calm down when I talk about, read about some of the horrendous things that are happening these days, okay, where a teacher would take it upon herself because of the erosion of morals, respect, values. My goodness, what would possess anyone to do something like that with someone else's offspring? Ah, it just, oh my goodness. I remember a situation when me and my husband were fairly newly married. We had to blend our families. We both had a child from a previous marriage. My daughter was in her teens. My husband's son was 10 at the, was he 10? Yeah, he's 10 when I met him. So he hadn't made it to his so-called teen years yet. I call them young adult years. But, you know, we were dealing with problems, blending the family, and, you know, rejecting and rebelling against certain things and trying to resolve wounds and whatnot from their previous parents and all that stuff. So we had our share of troubles. And my daughter had gotten in trouble. She had gotten in trouble. And I found out that one of my relatives, an adult relative, had aided her. She had assisted her with what she did to get in trouble. And when I found that out, I felt so angry. I was so betrayed, because in California, if you get in trouble for something like what my daughter was doing, that adult could be charged with contributing, it used to be, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, okay? But I reached out, like the old school parents would do, to that adult relative, and told them that I didn't appreciate what was going on, and I wanted them to switch course, change course, basically talk to my daughter and correct her. Don't aid her. Don't assist her. And that individual told me they were not going to do that, that she had the right to do what she wanted to do. Oh, I was furious. I was furious. But you know what? Holy Spirit spoke to me. He spoke to me, and he said, she won't help you, but I can help you. I can help you. He said, give it to me. Give it to me. I told her, fine. I said, thank you very much. Hung up. I went in prayer about that. I went in prayer about that situation. I went to the throne of God about that situation, because the Lord would deal with me about my children. The Lord would give me dreams about my children, okay? And I went to the throne of prayer, God, and I prayed. And then I believe it was like by the next day, my daughter called me herself. The adult didn't call me. My daughter called me herself. And she told me where she was at, what she was doing, and asked me to come and pick her up. Old school parents would be like this. I'm glad you called me. I'm glad you're safe. But you made your way to wherever you're at against my wishes. You had the enough conniving, enough skill or whatever to get where you're at. So now you get yourself home, and you better be home by. That's what I did. I've told y'all some of the story about what happened after she got home, so I'm not going to stay on that. But my point is that this teacher took it upon herself to invade the rights of those parents. Now, if the young lady had died or has some complications, what if she can never conceive again? Okay? What about the depression that she may experience that the clinics don't tell you about, the depression? Because when you sin, there's consequences, okay? When you rebel against God, sin is rebelling against what God says, That's what sin is. There are consequences. What about the fact that she may not be able to sleep sound for the rest of her life because she's going to feel shame and guilt for those actions, okay? The teacher going to be there then? The teacher going to be there? Ooh, it just gets me upset. So this article goes on to say, how can anyone think it is right to facilitate the death of a child? But if the Democrat Senate leadership gets its way, they will make what this teacher did legal. They're trying to make it legal, you guys. Okay? They're trying to make it legal that teachers can do this behind the parents' back. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. All right. Let me flip the page here. I highlighted a few more things. He goes on to say, Joe Biden has called on Congress to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade. I heard during the presidential debate, only heard just minutes of it, but I did see some clips where Biden made it clear that he was against Roe v. Wade being reversed. He said he was against it. So in this article, they're stating that again. He's called upon Congress to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade as federal law. And it goes on to say, we urge our federal and state leaders to protect life and end abortion, end murder. That is Liberty Counsel's viewpoint. That is my viewpoint, okay? The Supreme Court said that the Dobbs decision that, okay. This was Senator Murkowski, another senator we are relying on to block the filibuster removal. She believed, because she believed he would uphold Roe v. Wade, but now she feels she was misled. Okay. Then she states, the Dobbs decision says that Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Indeed, abortion has no basis in the Constitution. Urge our federal and state leaders to protect life and end abortion. Okay? So it looks like, if I'm reading this correctly, that Senator Murkowski wants to end abortion. Protect life and end abortion. Okay? She's talking about the Constitution, no basis in the Constitution. And I'm talking about, thankfully, there's no basis in the Constitution, but the Constitution, much of it came from biblical principles. The Bible is what says that it is wrong to kill. The Bible is what says that we are to replenish the earth, that man and woman were put here and told to replenish, to multiply and replenish the earth. The Bible is what says that children are wealth to a man, to, you know, that children are actually wealth. People are so excited and so in love with money and being rich, and they consider that to be the type of wealth that is the best in their eyes. But the Bible says that children are wealth. The children are a blessing, okay? They go on to say they worked for decades for the magnificent victory for life that came through the Dobbs ruling, okay, overturning Roe v. Wade. They worked for decades to get that to happen. This decision will reverberate around the world. Okay, but if people don't stand up, if we don't do our part, it's only one vote away from being being overturned. One more vote is needed to pass this horrific law, this H. Ooh, I'm trying not to get worked up again, okay? Oh, my goodness. This H15 and stuff. Okay, so what can we do? We just got a few minutes left. Okay. June 17th, they say, everything we are fighting for or against is essentially on the ballot this fall. What we can do in addition to praying and fasting is voting. There are people that don't feel that it matters. There are people that say, you know, that it's just all a game and it's just they're both parties are on the same side, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't matter what they are doing. It matters what we are doing. If we are making a stand and if God is seeing that stand in the heavens, if he is seeing the stand and pleased with the stand, then he can move on our behalf. We need to vote according to biblical principles. He says we have a narrow window to reach these people and urge them to vote according to biblical principles, biblical values. I subscribe to Liberty Counsel because I want to know from a legal aspect some of these things that are going on. I can't be in court and fight these battles, so I support them. I support them when I can. When I can vote on issues, I do. I don't get to vote on all of them because I am an independent. I am not certainly not for the Democratic Party. No way can I do that. But I'm not all out with the Republican Party either, so I'm independent. But this is what we can do, saints of God. You can contact your congressperson. You can let them know how you feel about this issue. You can vote when it's time to vote on any of these issues that you have access to, and watch as well as pray. Till next time, good night.
Part of I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free with Minister Diane Jones on TogiNet. Ladies, this is your chance to join us for stories of hope and healing from someone who's been there, someone who has fought back from the horrors of incest. Minister Diane's innocence was stolen from her in the land of alcoholism and mental illness, which led to her being emotionally, physically, and sexually abused by her parents. Yet, in spite of the trauma of her early years, she went on to become a successful wife, mother, registered nurse, and minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is a straight-up show to enlighten and to lighten your load. Don't let the weight of this world or things that happen to you control your life. For more information on Diane and her book, go to her show page here on TogiNet and email her directly. Then, get set to join us here again next Monday night for I'm Not the Woman I Used to Be. I'm Free with Minister Diane Jones. Monday nights at 10, 9 Central on TogiNet.com.